and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. And before we go further, we had mentioned yesterday a kasha that the Rishonim ask on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that a melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. Bafal pikein, Shmuel holds that hatzad nochosh kedei shelo yishchenu, that is muta. The Gemara says weiter in Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin, Omer Rab Yehuda Omer Rab, Atzod Nochosh, Im Is Askim Boy Shelo Yishchenu Potter. If the whole reason he's trapping the Nochosh is not because he wants to capture him, no, he wants to make sure he shouldn't bite him, he's Potter. And the Gemara in Rab says, what is the reason? Because it's a Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufe. A machish and tzricha legufe is pata min ha-teire, it's only yasem idarabon, and the mokem tzara loy goslo. So the Gemara says, klar in Shabbos, that the only reason it is permissible is because it is a malachish and tzricha legufe. So we have a problem. Shmuel holds that malachish and tzricha legufe is chayiv, b'afal pikein Shmuel holds that one is permitted to be yitzad nochosh kedei shelo yinashchenu. So yesterday we said over a teretz that the Rashba brings from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Shmuel held that a nochosh is a zeke de rabims, even though it is an iser de reise, one is permitted to be yitzad nochosh. And that Rav held it as this was the svar of Shmuel. I'd just like to say over for a few minutes a teretz that Rab Chaim Brisker says on this kasha. Chaim Brisker in Perik Yud Alochi Yitzayin Mehilche Shabbos says as follows. There's a machloikis Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda B'dovar She'einoi Miskaven. According to Rab Shimon, Adovar She'einoi Miskaven is Mutar B'chol HaTorah Kula. And according to Rab Yehuda, Adovar She'einoi Miskaven is Osar B'chol HaTorah Kula. Besides, by Shabbos, we heard in Tosfos that Rabbi Yehuda is also made that a malacha, that a adobo sheinu miskaven is muta min ha-teire because it is not meleches machsheves. Since he is not miskaven to do the second malacha, so it's not meleches machsheves. So it is also midarabon. So it comes out, Sai Rabbi Yehuda, Sai Rabbi Shimon hold that in Shabbos, a dover sheinu miskaven is muta min ha-teire. According to Rab Shimon, the algemeine din of dover sheinu miskaven, besides the din, it's not meleches machshavos. And according to Rab Yehuda, it is potter min ha-teire because it is not meleches machshavos. Now Rab Chaim says, there's a tremendous chilik between the ptul of dover sheinu miskaven and the ptur of meleches machsheves. And he says as follows. The geder of dover she'enei miskaven means that Rav Shimon holds in order to be chayiv, you need kavonah. What is the translation of kavonah? So Rav Chaim says kavonah means rotzoin v'nichuse. That means that I want that the second thing should happen. A goyrer kisei v'safsal, I'm schlepping a benkel. If I want the charitz, so that's called I'm a mechaber. If I don't want the charitz, that's not called a mechaber. So miskaven is considered the if you need mekavone, it means you need rotzoin on what is being done. Meleches machsheves, what? By the Rabbi Yehuda is also Moide, Legabi Shabbos, one needs Meleches Machsheves. So Rab Chaim says Meleches Machsheves means you need Das. You have to know that this will occur. That is the title Meleches Machsheves. It was done B'Das Ube Machshove. It was done with awareness that the second thing will occur. That is the title Meleches Machsheves. Zot Rab Chaim. What is the nafke mine between the din of meleches machsheves and the din of davar she'einai miskaven. So Rav Chaim says the nafkamina will be a psik reishe delay nichalei. That means I know that the second thing will occur, but I don't want it to occur. Loi nichalei. I don't need it, I don't want it. The shittes ha'oruch is a psik reishe delay nichalei is mutter. So Rav Chaim says, what is the longness? So Rav Chaim explained as follows. If you need rotzain, if you need kavone, so was geht mir on that I know that this will occur, but it's leinichale. I don't want it. So I know it's going to occur. But this, the second action that is occurring without nechusa, without rotzain. Yidia does not make rotzain. So therefore, a psikreishe de loy nichalei is not considered a dover hamiskav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that a dover sheni miskavin is also chayv. You don't need kavon. No, by Shabbos is a din of meleches machsheves. You need das. I have to know that this will occur. The malachi cannot be done without das. That's not called meleches machsheves. So a psikreishe de loy nichalei, it's called das. I know it's going to occur. So memele, so absikreishin the loinichale, according to Rabbi Yehuda, will be chayiv on Shabbos, because kavana you never need, and das you have, since it's absikreishin. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that you need kavana, absikreishin the loinichale is not called kavana, is not called rotz. When the Rambam brings down the din of Tzod Nochosh, so the Rambam says as follows, Rimosim Hamazikim, if there are animals which are mazik, Kigoyin Nochoshim Vakrabim, Mutter Lotzoid Oysom V'Shabbos, one is permitted to trap them on Shabbos, V'hu She'yiskavein Lehinotzel Minishichosom. So the Rambam says, but he has to have kavone not to trap it. He has to have kavone to rescue himself from the bites of these remosim hamazikim. So the Rambam says, a heter of dover she'enai miskaven. He has to have kavone for this and not for tzedek. I, it is a psikreshe. I have to have kavone to be nitzel, but I'm going to trap the animal that's chasing me. It's a psikreshe, the loy nichele. So memele, so it's not called kavon. So memele, Rab Chaim says, memele the kashis paranda. We have a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Bidover she'enai miskaven, what is the din? Rav holds. We just had the Gemara daf memalav amed beis. Rav holds dover she'enai miskaven is also. And Shmuel holds dover she'enai miskaven is mutter. So therefore, according to Rav, Rav said this halacha, hatzod nochosh. A person is hatzod nochosh. So, since when I'm hatzod nochosh, even if I'll have kavone, that it shouldn't bite me, but according to Rav, hadov sheinim miskaven is also chayiv, according to Rav. So kavone won't help. No, boss, if without kavone, it's not called meleches machsheves. But since it's a psikreshe, if I'm going to trap the behemoth, it shouldn't bite me automatically, it's going to be trapped. It's a psikreshe that the animal is going to get trapped. So according to Rav, that Rav holds a dover, she'enim is kaven is also, and there's a psikreshe over here that the animal will become nitzut. So according to Rav, Rav said the only heter could be if you hold meloche she'en tzricha legufe spoto. Only according to Rav Shimon, because Rav holds dover she'enim miskaven is chayiv. So the only heter could be if you hold meloche she'en tzricha legufe spot. Ma she'en ken Shmuel. Shmuel holds, we learned yesterday, Shmuel holds dover she'enim miskaven is mutter. So memele of dover she'enim miskaven is mutter, even though it is a psikreshe, it is a psikreshe deloy nichalei. So it's not called that there was kavone, there was rotzen to trap the behemoth. That is a psikreshe. When I'm tzod and nochesh, it will automatically become trapped. But if you hold, you need kavone, and kavone means rotzen. So even though there's a psikreshe that the behema will be trapped, since that's a psikreshe de loy nichele, I don't need the behema. I have nothing but to do with the behema. It's a psikreshe de loy nichele. So memele, it is not called miskaven. So memele, Shmuel Ketzela halacha, that Atzad Nachash is Potter and Mutter, even though he holds that Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is, and Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, but here it's only Yosemi the Rabbanon, Als the Heter of Einem Miskavin. The Psikreish in the Lei Nichalei, does that make him a Miskavin? That's how Rab Chaim verempers the Stire in Shmuel. Now let us learn the Gemara further. In the Mishnah it said, we were speaking about Eitzes, how to warm up water in Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Avol Noisenu L'Soichoi, a person is permitted to put water in a Mecham. A Mecham is a Klirishin that is hot. Hoi L'Soich HaKois, or he's permitted to put it into a Kois. And Pashtus HaKois is a Klisheini. Kedei Lahav Shilom. So we had learned the Gemara Mem Aleph on Beis Kedei, or the Mem Aleph on Medalev Kedei Lav Shira, means one should put in Mayim Merubim. You should put in Mayim Merubim. That will assure us that it will never get cooked. So then this is Mutter. There's no Issa Bishul. Tana Rabon. Noisein Odom Chamin L'Soich HaTzayna. Who passed this according to Shitas Rashi, who learned the Gemara according to Shitas Rashi, we are speaking about a kois. Noisin, and a kois is a cliche. Noisin Adam Chamin L'Soy Chatzoyno. A person is permitted to take a kois, a cliche, and pour it in to Tzoyno, to a glass of cold water. But one is not permitted to pour cold water into chamim. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, chamim l'soich tzayna. What is the difference if we are pouring chamim l'soich tzayna or tzayna l'soich chamim? Tikasavar tatoa gova. Beis Shammai holds Tatoa Gova. That means there's a machlokes in Psachim, Rav and Shmuel, if you are, there's a law and a Tatoa. That means you are pouring from something Lamaila and something Lamata. And there's, one is hot and one is cold. Which will be Mizgaber on which? So Rashi says that Beis Shammai holds Tatoa Gova. That the bottom article is misgaber on the top one that's falling into it. So therefore, chamin l'soich tzoyna. So since the tato is tzoyna, is ve'ena chamin martichin es ha-tzoyna, so the chamim are not bekoyach to cook the tzoyna, ela mafshirin. What only happened will become warm, but there's no cooking involved, because the tato is tzayna. The loy tzayna l'soy chamin, shatachtoinim martichim es al yoinim, tachtoinim amartich es al yoinim, the tato gova. Fakert, if the tato is chamin, so memele, there will be bishul. So therefore, Beis Shammai said that one is only permitted to pour from a kli sheini into tzayna, but not tzaynon into a klisheini, als the halacha of tato gova. Ubeis hilal oimre, bein chamin l'soich tzaynon, l'soich ha-tzaynon, ubein tzaynon l'soich ha-chamin, muta, ba-medvorem amurim b'kois. That which there's no difference between chamin l'soich tzaynon and tzaynon l'soich chamin, is dafke, if the chamin is in a kois. So what is the mile of a kois? So Rashi says, a kois has two miles. Mile number one, the lishtiya kaboilu, a kois is used for drinking purposes. So number one, when one is mechamim mayim, erev Shabbos, for shtiya, he doesn't want it to get very hot, because why should he get it very hot and then have to wait till it cools off? So memela, it's not too hard to begin with. But oid the klisheini, It is a cliche. So Memele, so Rashi is saying now a double svara in Beis Hillel. We'll see later why you need the double svara. But Beis Hillel holds by a kois, so there's no shaila vishal to begin with. Number two, a klisheni is not mevashal. And number one, it's not very hot. It would be very hot. We'll see there were geiza midarabonon that even though it's not mevashal, but it's nirikim mevashal, so they would ask her if it would be very hot. But since a kois is not very hot, so memela by a kois, they did not go according to the letter of the law, tatogova. Because the whole shaila is when there's a possibility of bishul, so the shaila is, will the ilah be goiva, the tatol be goiva. But if you're speaking about a klisheni, there's no bishul to begin with. Avo bambati, so Rashi shita is, ambati is a klirishain. So if we are mixing now hot water in a klirishain, is chamim l'soichat soina. So if we are, the water is coming out from an ambati, which is a kli rishon, into another basin that has tzoinon, so it's mutter. Why? Because that's the cloud, tatogova. So chamim l'soich tzoinon will be mutter. V'loi tzoinon l'soich ha-chamim. But since we have here a kli rishon, we have a kli rishon, so tzoinon l'soich hachamen will be also because of the loch of tatogova. That is the svara of Beis Hillel. V'Rab Shimon ben Menasya oiser, and it seems Rab Shimon ben Menasya asers even chamen l'soich tzoinon. Perhaps he holds, even though there's a loche of tatogova, but there's a bishul kidei klipe. We'll see in Taisvah such a svore. That the shaili logova tatogova, if the whole article will become cooked. But kidei klipe, ademekele bola, the Gemara says, since there's a conflict of cooling off, al koponim adem mekele bola des ablius, it could be this abishal kedekli. So it could be, that is, Rashi does not tell us what the svar of Shimon ben Menashe is. Perhaps this is the svar of Shimon ben Menashe. So Rab Shimon ben Menashe says, when you're fighting, when you're dealing with a kli rishon and ambatye, so then there's no difference. Chamim l'seich tzayna, tzayna l'seich chamim, it is osa. Omar Rav Nachman, Halacha ke Rav Shimon ben Menashe. We pasken like Rav Shimon ben Menashe. So now we know that by a kli rishon, if you have an ambatye, you can't pour hot into cold or cold into hot. Sava Rav Yosef lemeimo, safol harehu ke ambati. A safol is like an ambati. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oysa, that is going on b'shivim b'menashi, afilu chamin l'soich tzaynon, even though you theoretically should say tatogo, but it's also Oysa. Safol harehu kembati. So Rashi says, va'afol gav the klisheinihu. So here we see from Rashi that ambati is a klirishin. An ambati is a klirishin. And a safol, even though it is a klisheini, but it has the locha of an ambati. Why? Hoyel, what is the difference between a safol and a kois? We had Beis Hillel differentiated between a kois and an ambati. A kois is a klisheini. An ambati is a klirishin. And Rav Yosef comes to tell us that a safol areyu ke ambati. Why should a safol be like an ambati? A safol should be like a kois. They're both a klisheini. So Rashi explains, "Afal gav the klisheini hu, but hoyel v'lav l'shtiya el l'rechitze." Since the purpose of the safol is for rechitze asiri, the neichalei sheyechamu harbe, that when it comes for washing purposes, a person enjoys hot water, the gozrina. So we goiza a klisheini that has very hot water, otu a klirishin. So, Mamel, that was the svara of Abaye.
That's the svar of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef held that a safel, even though meiker adin it is a klisheini, but since the water in a safel is very hot, it's equivalent to a klirishin. So even though in Aloche it's not mevashel, but there were geyser. If you'll be matar a safel, you'll be matar a klirishin also. So there were geyser a safel. Safel hareyu kambati. So what will come out? So it'll come out according to Rabbi Yosef, that, so according to Beis Hillel, a safel will only be mutter to pour into tzaynon. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasye, with a safel you don't even eat it. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasye asert cham l'soich tzaynon by ambati. So if safel areyu kembati, so it will also be also. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Tony Rabchiye safel eine kembati. You wanted to say a geshmak is svore, that a safo, since it's very hot, it is a din of a klirishin. Fine, it's a nice svore. But Rabchiye learned in a baraisa, safo leine kambati. No, since it's a klisheni, it's a klisheni. Finished. Frag the Gemara, lamai de solika daita mi ikor, according to the hava mine, the safo areyu kambati, that a safo is an ambati, is the same aloha like a mambati. So we'll come out, and according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, Chamim L'Soich Tzaynon is also also. Elo B'Shabbos Rechitza B'Chamim Leke. So we'll come out that it is impossible that one should be able to wash himself in Shabbos with Mayim Chamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Elo b'shabes rechitza b'chamim leke. Bit miye. Tol Rab Shimon afilu chamim l'soich tzayinu nosam. According to Rab Shimon, you cannot mix chamim and tzayinu. And the safel is a rei kambati. Is loy mashkachas chamim shehuch mafilu mi'erev shabes lo yitzrichim lohof agrisi chosam. That means all the chamim they used to wash themselves with, it was very hot, the chamim, and you had to cool it off. Im kein la yilchay tsafel upon of yoda veraglo bechamim. You see, you have to mix the chamim shuchmo me'erev Shabbos in order to make it usable for rechitze. And if we pass in the safel areyu kambati, so a klisheni is also osur to add chamim or to pour into chamim, or to add tzayna, not to pour into tzayna. So memela, how is it shayach rechitze bechamim in Shabbos? And that's a kasha, because we know chamim sheuchmo mi'erev Shabbos. One is permitted the pun of yodah v'raglo. So there is such a musag of chamim of rechitze b'chamim sheuchmo mi'erev Shabbos. But according to Rav Yosef, that tzafel areyu kambati, so it comes out there's no such musag of chamim sheuchmo mi'erev Shabbos, because you can never add cold water or mix it with cold water. So the Gemara says, no, you're making a mistake. Misavres Rabbi Shimon aseifekoi, areishekoi. Rabbi Shimon is not speaking about ambatye. By an ambatye, he holds like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said that chamim l'soich tzaynon is muta because tato gova. Rabbi Shimon is also moide. Chamim l'soich tzaynon is muta because tato gova. He's not chaylik on the din of ambatye. Areishikoi is chaylik on the din of kois. By a kois, since a kois is a klisheni. So Beis Hillel said that tzaynon l'soy chamim is also muta, even though you'll tatogo, but since it's a klisheni, there's no bishul whatsoever. That was the svar of Beis Hillel. Areishikoi, Beis Hillel matirim, ben chamim l'soy tzaynon al the din of tatogo. Ubein tzaynon l'soich hachamim al tzahalocha kusak lisheini zeyni mevashu. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe oisir tzaynon l'soich hachamim. Like Beishamai. He says, even though it is a klisheini, we ask tzaynon l'soich hachamim. So Memelis of the Gemara is telling us now a new pshat from Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe is only asked by a klisheini tzaynon l'soich hachamim. But by a klirishin, chamim l'soich tzaynon, we have a heter of tatogova, even according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, so if Rav Shimon ben Menashe is chaylik on Beis Hillel by a kois, and Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds that by a kois, tzoynon l'soychamin is also, leima Rav Shimon ben Menashe doma ke Beis Shammai. So comes Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no, hochi koma, le'nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel b'dovo zeh. No. Rav Shimon ben Menashe held that there never was a machloikis by kois. By kois also, Beis Hillel holds davke chamim l'seich tzaynon, and not tzaynon l'seich chamim. Let us see Rashi. Misavus Rav Shimon aseifa koi, d'loi shori tane kame, elo chamim l'seich tzaynon. That the Bayambati, that Beis Hillel was only Matah Chamin L'Seich Tzoyna, Vosa Yevosa Rav Chamin L'Seich Tzoyna. So maybe we wouldn't have anything but to wash ourselves with Areshikoi, L'Shtia. V'Tzoynon L'Seich Chamin, the Koshori Beis Hillel Kosa. Omar Rav Hune Bereid Rav Yeshua, Chazin Alei L'Rove D'Loi Kopit. I watched Rove, when Rove used to mix kaises, it wasn't makbet, chamel l'seich tzaynon, tzaynon l'seich chamel, it wasn't makbet. And where did Rove get this from? Midetoni rabchie, noisen odom kitten shalmayim l'seich safol shalmayim. Not by kaises, by a safol haises, which is also a klisheini. Nois in Odom, Kitten Shomayim L'Seich Shafel Shomayim, Bein Chamin L'Seich Tzoynon, Bein Tzoynon L'Seich Ham. So Mele, we see a Barais of Rab Chia, that Rab Chia said it's no difference, Chamin L'Seich Tzoynon, or Tzoynon L'Seich Ham. Omale Rav, Una Le Rav Ashi, how could Rava bring a Raya from Rab Chia? Dil Mishani Yehosam, the Mifse Keili. Rab Chia speaking about noisin odom kitin shalmayim l'seich safo. So for example, you have here a kitin shalmayim tzoynanim. So you have here a bottle of cold water. You're putting it into a kli sheini. So there could be Rab Chia was mati. You don't say tato govar because there's a dover hamapsik between the mayim and the kli sheini and the mayim tzoynanim. It has to penetrate the bottle, the kitay. So there, Rab Chia was mekel, that you don't say tato gova, since there is a dover amapsik. But, Rove used to pour in one to the other. Rove was not makpid. So how could Rove bring a raya from Rab Chia that one is permitted to pour tzaynon l'soy chamin? Rab Chia is only speaking about putting a ketone of tzayin on l'seicham. Do mishani hosam the mifse keili, amalei ma'are itmer. No, Rove had a different gilson Rab Chia. Ma'are odom kiten shalmayim l'seich safol shalmayim, bein chamim l'seich tzaynon, bein tzaynon l'seichamin. So fakert, it doesn't matter. Let us see Rashi. There's no Rashi's. Let us see Taisvis. Noisin Odom Chamin L'Seich Tzaynon. Chamin L'Seich Tzaynon is Mutter. So Taisvis says, Afilu B'Kli Rishon. That what Beis Shammai is Mater, Chamin L'Seich Tzaynon, Afilu B'Kli Rishon. The Chamin L'Seich Tzaynon ain't a Mevashel, K'moy She'aforish. The chamim will not be mevashel. The loy tzaynon l'soy chamim, but the second aloche, tzaynon l'soy chamim, that Beis Shammai asks, I feel a bit klisheni. A klisheni is not mevashel. The gozri Beis Shammai klisheni oto klirish. Beis Shammai was goyza klisheni oto klirish. Ubeis Hillel de pligi v'shari tzaynon l'soy chamim haino davke b'klisheini kidektoni ad medvorem amurim v'kois mashmer de klirishin maide Beis Hillel. Fine. Now Taisus is going to explain what the reason is why chamim l'soy tzaynon is mutter and tzaynon l'soy chamim is us. V'loi mishum de sovra hach bereise de tato agova, ke de perish bekuntris, dim kein, yikshe mehoche laman de yomar ilogova. If we have an offene bereise, that there's a din of tato gova, chamim l'soi, tzayna l'soi chamim is also because of tato gova, so we have a machloikis in Keitzat Soilin, if you say lo gova, it's a tato gova. So we have enough in the Baraisa, they say tato gova. Dim kein yikshe mehoche lo mandiyo mei lo gova. That's kasha number one. So that is a kasha on Rashi. The Megini Shloime wants to say on this kasha, one of two terutzim. Either one teretz, the Gemara in Psochim brings a different baraisa, that tato gova. The Yena baraisa is more explicit. You won't go into the sugya. So Mamela, so you have another baraisa. Fine. But the Maisa, the Gemara in Psochim does bring a baraisa that says tato gova. We paskin tato gova. Then the Megina Shloime says another teretz. He says, ilo gova, and tato gova is understood when the ilo remains ilo and the tato remains tato. That means as follows. That means, let's say you have two pieces of meat. One falls on top of the other. And the bottom one is hot and the top one is cold. So you'll say, let's say the bottom one is treif, so we'll say, tato gova, so the top one gets cooked. The top one becomes nisbashel from the bottom one. Because there, the tato, that is the chiddush in the mulchama, in the conflict between heat and cold, so we have a mesoire tato gova. The one that's on the bottom, that is the one that is goiva. But if you have two liquids, so the Megina Shloime says, so who says that the one that was there remains tato? Efshes pumfaket. As soon as you pour in from the ilah into the other liquid, so could be that the ilah goes on the bottom and the tato goes on the top. So maybe faket? So maybe we'll say ilah gova. You can't know how to, when there are two liquids, we don't know which is called the ilo, which is called the tato. So if you'd bring a raya, that tato gava, you say, no, it's not the tato, lemaise, the tato becomes the ilo, and it's the ilo gava. So koponim, that's what the Megina Shloime wants to say, that's why the Gemorim, Psochim, did not bring Abaraisa. Abaraisa is very debatable. Then, Tesis asks a second kasha. Laman di yomar tato gova nami ho mevashel kidei klipe. It is mevashel kidei klipe kamoy sheforish lekamon bezras Hashem. Ful yohol tato gova sochamim lesoich tzainon. It's mevashel kidei klipe. Why? The Gemara says in Psochim, ad mekalei bola. That means the Gemara says as follows, if the tato is tzaino, and the ilah is chamim, so the Gemara says, so lamaise won't get cooked, because tato govern, the tato is tzaino, but adem mekele, till it cools it off, voila, it's beleya kedei klipe. So we see that even your whole tato govern, the tato is tzaino, there's a bliya kedei klipe. So Taisva says, so your mevashel kedei klipe. That's Tosfos second kasha and Rashi. And this kasha, the Megina Shloime wants to answer that there's a difference between bliya and bishul. The Gemara says that bliya ademekalei bola, that the times of the conflict, when there's a conflict between heat and cold, there will be a bliya. Belius, he says, we find in Paiskim, Rav Ritva also says it in our sugya, Afilakli Shani is also Mavliya. Belius is not totally in Hilchis Bishul. Fakert, the Ritva brings a meira de keraya, the Gemara has to say that the base hashchita is reiseyach, and it's mavliya. He says the base hashchita is yatzei ledes. That's the Ritva's kasha by Yossi. You see, pliyas have different categories. So this halacha, wants to say, this is only a din in pliyas. That al kaponim, a pliya will have to occur. A pliya kidei klipa. But bishul? Bishul, you don't have such a Gemara. The Gemara only says it's Beileya. The Gemara does not say that it is Mevashel. That is a teret that the Megillah Shleimer wants to say. In Dastach Mir, Taisus and Psochim, Daf Memo Medbei, says a different teret. Taisus asks the Kasha. Taisus asks the Kasha, why isn't it Mevashel Kedei Klipa? And Taisus says, Amoyradiki Yisoy, Bishul Kedei Klipa only can be if you have two solids. So it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. But by two liquids, that it mixes up right away, the hot water mixes up right away with all the cold water, there's no Bishul Kedei Klipa. There's no time that there should be Mevashel of the Kedei Klipa. Al Koponim Taisvis, so these are Terutzim Tzefa'em for Rashi, and Rashi Taka learns our Sugya with the Halacha of Avotatogova. Elo nira, but Taisa doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Elo nira kamei sha'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Dechamin l'soich tzoinon mashme shahatzoinenim shel mato merubi. The bottom one is right. Shederech litein hamuet b'merubi. The steiger is, if you want to mix two liquids, so you pour the smaller amount into the larger amount. So memele, so chamim l'soich tzoinon means you have roiv tzoinon in miyut chamin. So therefore there's no din bishul because there's a din rube gova. That's for sure. Tato gova ni lo gova pass by if they're equal. But if there's roiv, so zicha the roiv is gova. Olekach ein mevashlin hachamim hamo'otim klal, lefi shemisarvin b'tzoyninim hamerubim, umizbatul chamimusam, uloitzoyna lesoy chamim shachamim sholmata merubim, misarvin b'matzoynim hamo'otim umizbashlim. But here the Rishonim say, noch ein nikud, the Tosfos held that by liquids passes ilo and tator because they get mixed up. That's what the Rishonim mentioned such a svore. So here al kaponim the halacha is rubi gova. So chamim l'soich tzoinon means that the roiv is tzoinon. So therefore it's mutter. Tzoinon l'soich chamim means the roiv is chamim. Avo ba'ambati, nire, so Taisvis disagrees with Rashi, v'hai ambati airi kigoin shehu klisheni. The ambati is a klisheni. That's what base hilo, asel, Tzoinon l'soy chamim, that is dafke, even though the ambati is a cliche. Lehaviku ambati de la'el, de koma, vikashti lo niach pach ba ambati, so there was a cliche. So, but this ambati is a cliche. Mi de koma, safol, einoi ke ambati. It says safol is not like a ambati. Vai safol akocha cliche. The safol is icha cliche. Dikli rishin amayene kambati. Sal kolchoch, it's a klisheini. Udachabose ambati ab a klisheini. So Taisvus seem to learn that if you're saying that the safel is not like the ambati, by Taisvus the ambati is also a klisheini and the safel is not like an ambati. Boy, the ambati shuhu kli rishin airi, if the ambati is a kli rishin, so why did Beis Hillel, who was speaking of a kais, by a kais he said everything is mutter, and then he says what is osa? What is osa? So he says that an ambati is also tzaynel l'saycham. So the ib ambati shukli rishinairi lehavale le minket ambati elamechem shohu lishtiye dum yedekais. Why did he jump all of a sudden to an ambati?
Let him go to a mechem. Let him speak about a mechem. A mechem. A mechem is also a kli rishon. So let him say that I am mechem. Tzaynon l'saycham is also. Even though by a kois tzaynon l'saycham is mutter, because it's a kli sheini. I am mechem. Tzaynon l'saycham is also. Umidinokat ambati mashmed the bekli sheini yairi. So since he wanted it, since if he's speaking about a kli rishon, he should have spoken about a mechem. A kois is a kli sheini, mechem is a kli rishon. And since he jumped to ambati, midinokat ambati mashmed the kli sheini yairi. Also leflugi bekli sheini ben koishu l'shtiyah, which is not so hot, lambati lefisha chamim harbe. Because the mixer, the royal isn't hamim kol kach sova the klirishinu. So Tosfos asks on Rashi if an ambati is a klirishin, and Beis Hillel is differentiating between a klirishin and a kois. So why did he jump to a ambati? He should have spoken about a mechem. The Megin Shleime wants to say as follows, that Rashi holds that there are three halachas. If we look in our Mishnah says, Hamechem shepinohu lo yitain l'soichai tzaynon b'shvil sheyechomo, avu noisnu l'soichai kedei lahavshirom. When the Tana was speaking about Hamechem, so the Tana says, you are not permitted to make the water ham. A mechem is a klirishin. You're not allowed to make the water ham, but you're permitted to be mafsher the tzayna. Permitted to be mafsher the tzayna. That is the halach of a mechem. So a mechem ham is also, and hafshar is mutter. So the Megin Shleime says that Beis Hillel is telling us that by a kois and ambati there are two extremes. By a kois that is a kli sheini, even cham is mutter. Yilad afilu too, since it's a kli sheini, you can put in even tzaynon l'soy cham, even though it's cham in merubim, and it can get cham, it is also mutter, because a kli sheini is ein mevashel. So by a kois we have a chiddush, a kois is better than a mechem. By a mechem, since it is a kli rishon, you're only permitted to make the water lukewarm, lav shirom. By a kois, you're allowed to be mechamim it, since it is a kli sheini. And an ambati, afilu havshor is also also. When Beis Hillel said that tzaynon l'saycham is also, Beis Hillel did not differentiate how much tzaynon is putting l'saycham. Tzaynon l'saycham is also, period. Here Avshore is also not mutter. Here Avshore is also also. So therefore the Megin Shleime says, so therefore, b'davke he chapt on ambati. Because Beis Hillel wants to tell you there are three halachas. Ameichem, the din is lahochem is also, lahavshir is mutter. Akois, afilu lahochem is mutter. And ambati afilu lahamshir is also, since it's very hot. So that's how the Megin Shleime wants to fa'em for Shitas Rashi. Oh, b'mas nisen, let's go back to Tosfos. Mas nisen denokat b'meichem shuhu rishen. Lo yitain l'soichai mayim. So Tosfos l'shitosoi has a problem. That if an ambati is also also, which is a cliche according to Tosfos. So why did he say, b'meichem shuhu rishin la yitain l'soichai mayim, have a motzi l'meima b'ambati shuhu sheini la yitain l'soichai mayim. Well, the masnissan, mayri b'shtiyo maflik ben meicham l'kois. He's the Mishnah speaking about shtiyo, so therefore he wants to speak about a meicham and a kois. Masha Enkein, it seems Beis Hillel is speaking Lomdis. So Memele, he wants to tell you the Rebusa. That in the Klisheini Gufa, there's a difference
between a kois and an ambati. Misavres Rav Shimon ben Menashe a seife koi, a reishe koi. Hainu davke, so the Gemara said now that Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds that an ambati chamle seich tzainan is also mutter. And Rav Shimon ben Menashe only, this, the Rav Shimon ben Menashe is chaylik by a kois. By a kois, tzainan le seich hamim is also. He holds like it says, Vayos b'shem b'shamay. Misavres Rav Shimon ben Menashe a seife koi, a reishe koi. So Taisus says, Hainu davke lamay de salke daitoch l'Rav Yosef meikore. Rav Yosef held that tzafel areim kembati. So the Gemara is takashu, so he says it's impossible to be reichetz pechamin. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Shimon ben Menashe is going on the reishe. Avo lamay de maskinan de tzafel einoi kembati, that a tzafel is not like a mambati. It's koi koi aseifa. So then we can go back to what we learned in the beginning. That Rav Shimon ben Menashe is koi as aseife, u bekois, there's a guy's in Tosfos, this is Rishash makes, u bekois, soiver shaper, Rav Shimon ben Menashe ki beisilu. Now we can say as follows. Mashmalon Rav Yosef disafel areyu kambati, that a safel's like kambati, kois nami areyu kambati l Rav Shimon ben Menashe dilchese kibosei. Yishleim the Rav Yosef will obey Silla lost the Lashmin in the Shari because Rav Yosef is not saying La Locha, Rav Yosef is saying Aliba the Beisilu. Einachanami, according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, Akois Guf is also Tzainon L'Soichamim. Naisin Odom Kitain Shalmayim, Vim Taim of Amayloi Maisi Bereise de Lael, the Safol Einoi Keambati. Why didn't the Gemara bring the previous Bereise? In this bereise, ben chamim b'soich tzoinot, ben tzoinot l'soich chamim. He desafel ene kambati. Hava mine de koya Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe. Dos of bambati efe l'chamim l'soich tzoinot. Olei koma desafel ene kambati, v'shori chamon l'soich tzoinot. Avo tzoinot l'soich chamim, hava mine dos of. One third. Another tells Vafshu the Lel Hainach, the Hocher, Shekitzrav, Nakalishna, the Rav Yosef, the Maisiela. Shani Hosom, the Mapsik Kaili, the Gemara says, you cannot bring a Rai from Kitain, Lesoich Safel, because there's Epsik Kaili. Vim Taim Adam Alel, Tu, Bekli Shaini, Visen, Aval Bekli Rishin, Loy Afal Gav, the Mapsik Mona, there they put, the Shemon was also in a Pach, and he asked her to put the Pach into the Yambati, Yishleim Adosim Bekli Rishoyim, by a Kli Rishin, Helfnishkan Hefse Keili, Behocha, the Bekli Shein Nishan. Zok the Mishnah Vait, now we'll get out of the hot water. Ha'ilfis v'hakdeiro sheheviron mirusoch. A person has a pot, or a frying pan, sheheviron mirusochin, so Rashi says sheheviron min ha'u, he took it off the fire, Murusochin, who's boiling hot, Beinash Moshes. So this is a Kli Rishayim Sheheviron Min Ha'esh. This is a Kli Rishayim, it is hot, the food inside is hot, the Daif Ne'akeli is hot. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yitein L'Soichon Tavlin. One is not permitted to put Tavlin into a Kli Rishayim. Lo Yitein L'Soichon Tavlin, so Rashi says, Mishetechshach, when it's night, the Kli Rishin calls man shereiseyach mevashel. Because a Kli Rishin is mevashel. Rabbi Kiveger asks a very pertinent question. Rashi starts off, he took it off the fire, bein hashmoshes. Fine. Lo yitein l'soichai tavlin, so Rashi says, Mishetechshach. And Bein HaShemoshes, you are permitted to put in Tavlin. Bein HaShemoshes, you're also not allowed to put in Tavlin. So, Sovik Deraise. So, why does Rashi say Mishetechshach? So, Bekeveger says that Rashi held that what a Kli Rishon is Mevashel Tavlin is only a Bishel Derabonah. In a Teire, Tavlin are not Nisbashel Bekli Rishon. It's only a Bishel Derabonah. So Bein HaShemoshes is a Sofik Terabonah. She allowed to put it Bein HaShemoshes. Rashi was a Moira de Kedaike. Mishetechshach. But when it becomes Seisakechovim. So then it's Vaday Shabbos. So then it's also to put in top. Avol noisen hu lesoicha ka'ora oi lesoicha tamchoi. Avol noisen hu lesoicha ka'ore, but the tavlin he's permitted to put into a ka'ore or a tamchoi. Why? The kli sheini ain't name evashim. So the ka'ore and the tamchoi is a kli sheini. Tamchoi ke'ein ka'ore gidoilo. He pours the whole pot into this tamchui. A serving plate, yeah? A large serving plate. It bothered me, why does the Tanna have to say, you'll have to put tavlin in a ka'ore, you'll have to put into a tamchui, a small plate, a big plate. What's the chiddush? I don't. L'chayre tachsach mir. I think the cheshbon is like this: that a big plate, since there's a greater volume, so there's more. If you put it, you're pouring in something hot in a big plate. So tachsach mir. If there's more, you're pouring a hot soup into a big plate, so there's more hot soup in the big plate. The whole longness of a klisheni is that the tannis are mitanin. So if it's a small plate, so there's a small amount of hot soup, so the tannis are mitanin. So then there's a dinner klisheni is not mevashel. But if you have a tremendous plate and there's much more hot soup there, so could be the tannis are all the way at the end. And in the middle, you have a lot of hot soup there. So could be, I could think, then a klisheni is also mevashel. State in the Mishnah, loy zuavsu. Loy mi boi l'soicha ka'orit is muter. Afilo l'soicha tamchoi, it's also muter. Rabbi Yehuda ima l'koil hu noisein, chutz mi dovor sheyesh boi chaymet zvetzir. That a person is permitted to put Tavlin, l'kol hu naisin, g'mot nevashay l'pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, chutz midavo sheyesh boi chaymetz v'tzir. But if it has chaymetz and tzir, then it is awesome. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda ima l'kol, b'gmorim aforish ahay koi. Akli rishen, is Rabbi Yehuda machme, is Rabbi Yehuda meikl. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you'll have to put tavlin afilo on the kli rishen, unless the kli rishen has chaymetz or tzir. So Rabbi Yehuda is a gewaldike meikel, or a klisheni, or Yehuda is a machmel. Rabbi Yehuda says, that what you said, a klisheni is mutter, that is only if it does not have chaymetz atzir. Chutz midovo sheyesh boi chaymetz atzir, sheyme vashlin es ha tavlung shehen roischer. This, the chaymetz atzir, helps that it should be mevashel the tavlung. Tzir, what is tzir? Hanoitef min hadogim shekoyvshim oisem b'michbosh, that is the liquid that runs out of the brine that runs out from the dogim. Let us see Taisa. Avol noisinu l'soich ha-kohol. Now Taisa has a shaila. The Mishnah speaks about two extremes. One is not permitted to put tavlin in the kli rishon. Fine. One is permitted to put tavlin in the kli sheni. Also fine. What about irui from a kli rishon on the tavlin? That means you put the tavlin in an empty plate and you pour from a kli rishon on the tavlin. The Mishnah did not speak about it. The Mishnah spoke about in a kli rishon is also. In a kli sheni is mutter. Iri from a kli rishon. Mishnah did not speak about it. So Taisa says, Mehoche lekele medek, the iri ki kli sheni. From the reisha, you cannot bring a diuk that iri is kli sheni. Vidiktoni leitein lesoicho tavlin. Because the Mishnah says one is not permitted to put in a kli rishon. Vlo yashminin revusa afilo shlo ya'are ala koresh et tavlin besoicho. That means if you want to be medayik the reisha, you could be medayik. Tavke b'soich kli rishen is also, but iri from a kli rishen is mutter because iri is a din of a kli sheni. Tadarav doik mi seife.
Diktani avol noisein hu lesoich hakaore. You put the tavlin into the klisheni. Lektani mare al hakaore she tavlin besoich. So in Mele, the Mishnah, we cannot bring any deek whatsoever. Rabbeinu Shmuel may be raya, the irike klisheni. Mi hodi kaimulon de tatogova. We paskin tatogova. So heistis, so chamim l'soich tzaynon is not mevashu. So because we paskin tatogova, ay, it's irui. So you see, irui kikli shayn. Well, ri nire de irui kikli rishin. The ri hold that irui is kikli rishin. U maybe raye de bezvochen bepeirik tam chatos, tono rabo. Asher tevush al boi. This is speaking about a klicheres that you have to break when kachim was cooked in it. Asher tavushal boy. Ein li elo shebishal boy. So then you have to break it. Ira l'soy chayrei seyach minayim. How do you know? If you poured into a klicheres something hot, you also have to break it. Amalayim asher tavushal boy yishover. So akvonim, it seems there's a ribuy from Asher Tevushal, that Afilu Irui is also Mevashal. Now this is, we're speaking about the Kli that you are Ma'are into. It's also called Asher Tevushal boy. Alma de Irui Choshev Mevashal. Yerushalmi beperik Irui boy, Ma'oli tein Pavle Milamato. That's a Mishaila. If Irui is Mevashal, if Irui is not Mevashal, it's a Shaila in the Yerushalmi. Ma'ali tein tavla milamato v'lari salaya milamailo. Gavyeine oma osa de iri kli kli rishayin. Iri is like a kli rishayin. Cheli de rabyeine min hode. From this din that we learned in the Masechta Zvochem. Echot she bishol boy. Say the keli that was cooked in the kotchim. Ve'echot she iro le soichay reiseyach is a chai v'shvire. So Rabbi Yaina holds that Irui Kukli Rishin. Dochi Rabbi Yaisi, Tamon Klicheres Boileya. There it's speaking about a Klicheres that is Boileya very easily. So there an Irui can also be Mavliya. But Tavlim ain't no Mizbashel. You can't bring a Raya from a Klicheres to Tavlim. Hey, Shem Rabbi Yaisi Babun. The same halacha will apply by a kli nechoishes. That if someone will be ma'are from a kli rishin into a kli nechoishes, Talmud loim beim bechli nechoishes b'shala. Islam lemeim a kli nechoishes b'ala. You're also going to tell me a kli cheres habayim. That a kli cheres is b'leia very easily, so even iri is mavliya. But a kli nechoishes, there you need a daga of vishal, perish, bitmiya, perish, a de irui, imene mevashal loibola. So, mamela alma de masi, de irui, tiklirishin. That the maskona say Yerushalmi is, that irui is a loch of a klirishin. Venire, now Taisus wants to make up show. De irui loi have a klirishin, the loi kiklishen, ala mevashal kade klipe. Da kaim along kishmul da omar tato gova. Fakir, like the Rashbam said, we paskin like shmul tato gova. So if you're ma'are, cham l'soich tzoynon, you should say tato gova, it's not mevashal de tzoynon. The sign you can both say, the case at tzoylon. And we call mok a mevashal, could I clip it? Am a hosam tain you can both say the shmul, cham l'soich tzoynon, a tzoynon l'soich tzoynon, meidiach. Porich ham l'soich tzoynon, Adem meike leibola, ala ima cham l'seich tzaynon keile. Tzayn l'seich tzaynon midiach. So we see that cham l'seich tzaynon is mavliya kadei klipa. And Taisus holds, if it's mavliya kadei klipa, so it's mevashel kadei klipa. V'chein mashme v'shilei meseches aveid ezorim, that irui is mevashel kadei klipa. The omar, Ma'ukve zoven yoyre me'ako. Ma'ukve purchased a big pot from a goy.
Now, when you purchase a big pot, you have a problem. What's the problem with a big pot? If you purchase a small pot, so you want a kasher, you purchase it from a goy, so you stick it into a big pot. The mele, you'll make a golem. But if you purchase a big pot, so you have a problem. You don't have a big pot to stick it into. So what did Ma'ukva do? So he had an ingenious idea. Zovan yoyre meyako, ahadale gedamfe. So the problem is as follows. Whatever is filled from the pot, you fill up the pot, so you're making kagola. By cooking water in the pot, so the water will be maflit the tam ha'isa that's in the doif mehakeli. The problem is the rim of the keli. The rim of the keli, you cannot, sometimes it spritzed on the rim of the keli when the guy was cooking macholos asuris. So now you have to assure that the rim should get kekasha. So what did he do? So ahadalei gedamfe. So he took some dough, and he made, and he took some dough, and from the outside, he heightened the height of the yoyre with a rim of dough around it, so he could fill it all the way to the top. Ahadalei gedamfe. So he was able to fill it to the top. Umasik keboiloi kach poiltoi. Now this rim wasn't watertight, but the Gemara says it's good enough. Keboiloi kach poiltoi. So the rim you could kasha. Keboiloi kach poiltoi. Ma boiloi benitzaitzei. How did this rim get right? Because it spritzed on it. A poiltoi benitzaitzei. So memele, so whatever will spritz now with the gedanfe now, so you can be assured that even though it's only spritzing on the rim, above the zadin of keboile kach pultoi, it got treif from spritzing, so spritzing could kasher. The iroi kikli rishon frektach taisves. If you say iroi is mamish like a kli rishon. My irya mishum de bola benitzaitzis. Why did you say alum this? Keboiloi kach pultois. The blia was benitzaitzis. So the plate will also be benitzaitzis. I feel a bola blia gemure. Bola benitzaitzis shu iri. Elevadi le mevashel elo kedei klipe. Iri is only mevashel kedei klipe. So the Gemara had a problem. So how could iri kasha the rim? So the Gemara says, but how did the rim become frey? Also through iri. So keboiloi kach poiltoi. There's a Meiridiker Rabbi Keveger on this shtikol taisvis. Rabbi Keveger in Gilui Nashah says as follows: Koshali to le taimech af im iroi loy have ki klirish. Why, if you say iroi is not like a klirish, why not? Hainu, that is dafke be iroi al tzayna. When a person is pouring from a klirishin on a dover kar, so memele, so it is not mevashel because the dover kar is metane. Avul hoche deho irui al goy vehakli shehu ham. He says the rim of the keli is ham. So when the water spritzes on the rim, this isn't irui. This is you have a this vayte klirishin. The iri al goiva kli shulcham af im hoyo he iri mitzoynam lecham hoyecham de tatoi gova. He says when you're speaking about the rim is hot, and you have now you have hot water on the rim. I believe you have cold water on the rim. You say tatoi gova. So memele you say tatoi gova. So it also be mevashel, and here it's hot mareiru dazu. Mikolshkein be'iroi miklirishen alklirishen. So he says, you have a problem in that Gemara. That Gemara says, since I say iroi is mevashel kedei klipe, so mele, that's why I need the lomdis of keboiloi kach poiltoi. In fact, Rabbi Keveger, I feel like iroi is mevashel kedei klipe, but this is much better than iroi. This is, you have here, the rim is hot, and you say tator gavar, and it's from a klirishen ala klirishen. So here it should zicha be mevashel. So it's takishver de gemara. Why do you have to say keboile kach poiltoi? But here mamish a klirishin. Hashem Yoreinai. So the Kivegel did not understand Tosfos. Elavadai leMevashel kadei klipa. Veim ilu roischem ala parnegoilus. What if a person poured hot water on a chicken before you made melich of the chicken, so there was dam in the chicken? So now by pouring hot water, so you are cooking the dam and it's mavliya into the chicken. It's tzricha klife. So then you'll have to go and take off the skin or the outer layer of the chicken, because the ilui from the kli rishon was mavliya the dam into the klipa hachitzayin. O kli shetashmishay al yedei ilui, a keli that the only contact it gets with hot food is al yedei ilui. Kigoin ka'oreis, plates, yochel agilam al yedei ilui. Kiboy likach pelta, that is the gemara navei dezore. Avol kli shenizbashel boyis, but a pot that you cooked in it, that was mamishkar abliya of a kli rishin, leisagil agilui al yedei ilui. So then ilui will not be sufficient. V'ho ha'da oma b'perik basra davei dezore, doresh rove navo artechei, that Nava is a keli that they held Yayin Nesach there. And artechei, he boiled it up and poshed it. He means they made ilui. Tahosa mistama yidei ilui. How could he boil up water? Some stomach poured in hot water. Hosam, shani hosam, the oisei Nava loy bola yidei reiseach. There, it was not by Leia al Yidei Reiseach. So Memele, so therefore, it was Skovush Mestam of the Yayin Nesach, but it wasn't Klirishin. So then, it is sufficient if one makes Iri from a Klirishin. And the Taisis Yishonim wants to say another Teret, Inami al Techei, could be there, he did cook up the water. Sheyasa ha'eish lamato, this navo vehi shel cheres. That this navo is a kli cheres, and it is possible to make a fire on the bottom and to cook up the water. Now, Taisus eskakashi ubepeire kol sho, ikalamandi yomar. Ze veze liftu hamaase vachlote umagloshen. The Gemara is speaking about over there that you are cooking the kemach before you bake it. And that patels it from challah. So there's ma'ate, ha'ma'ase, v'achlote. One is chamim, you pour hot water on the kemach, and one is you pour put the kemach into hot water. So there it says that it's potter from challah. So now Taisis has a problem. If you say that Iri is only Mevashel Kedei Klipe, so only the Kedei Klipe of the flower became Mevashel, so why is it Potter from Challah? If you say that Iri is Mevashel Gamri, it has a din of a Kli Rishon, so all the flour got cooked. So Taisis says, no. Ba'ayri b'sheyesh tzimtzum k'shir Challah. The Akamor is speaking about, you had an exact amount of the Shir Challah. Lahochi, bein tato gova, bein elo gova, mevashel kedei klipe, ubotzelei mishir chala. If you have a shir mitzumtzim, so there, tichem mevashel at least kedei klipe, because mevashel kedei klipe, so therefore there's no chiyiv chala.